Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. This is Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny. If she ever sits the fuck down. Where are you sitting? Number three? Oh. We got JJ, a.k.a. The Muse.
What's up? How y'all doing today?
Lovely. And we have Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles. I still need to get those fucking cards for you.
Right. That's funny. She can pull up, hi.
Yeah, we're gonna get those cue cards, you know, like for those bitches who walk around at the, you know, boxing events and they hold up the cards. Only she won't be wearing a bikini. You know what I'm saying? But she'll be holding up cards. Round two.
You're not gonna wear a bikini, Silent Giggles.
We can, I'm sure, maybe get some chicks in here with bikinis. She might be happier with that. Yeah, she would. We got to make sure they're really like good-looking bitches, though. You know, with a nice ass and some boobs. We got to have something going on there.
Well, they got to be women. Goddamn, they got to have ass and boobs.
Well, as we saw this weekend, it's not always women, people that were born women.
Oh, you were talking about, yeah.
Anyway, we're not going to go there because, you know, everybody deserves the right to be the way that they want to be in life. If you were born wrong, fix it. I don't give a fuck what you do. As long as you're happy. I couldn't care a fucking bit less. Like what you like. Love who you love. Do what you want to do. As long as you're happy and you're not fucking other people up or over, then we're good to go. I'm okay with you. If that's the case. Anyway, today on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, we're going to feature a couple of bands. Got one real prevalent band that I want to put out there. Let's see. We've got Blood and Diamonds. Okay. They're an up-and-coming band in the LA scene, and they are they have PR, PR company that they go through. Some Girls PR, Some Girls Public Relations. You can find them on Facebook. It's Amanda Nicola and Stephanie Marie.
Okay.
I just want to keep saying Two Broke Girls. I'm just kidding.
Oh, like the TV show, huh?
I just want to keep saying Two Broke Girls. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Some Girls PR. Some Girls PR. Anyway, it's Amanda Nicola and Stephanie Marie. Check them out. If you're a band and you need public relations team or company, whatever, hit them up. They're really good at what they do. They've worked with our friends from Orgy in the past. They work with a lot of different bands and artists that they're in the process of signing new people too. So, but if you need PR, go hit them up. Some Girls PR. It's Some Girls Public Relations on Facebook.
Okay.
Shout out to Amanda Nicola. She wishes she could be here. Poor girl. I guess she broke her wrist doing snowboarding.
Oh, damn.
A couple weeks ago or something.
I don't want to do that now.
Okay. Well, now you've at least made my husband not want to go snowboarding, so that's cool. Thanks.
I already seen the Sonny Bono thing.
Poor Amanda. She couldn't be in the studio today. Anyway, her daughter is in labor, and she had to go to the hospital. to help her daughter bring their wonderful bundle of joy, her daughter and her daughter's husband, you know, their little bundle of joy into the world.
Oh.
So that's wonderful. She's being a good mom and a good PR person because she also set this all up while she's doing all that. While the poor woman is got only one arm.
Snowboarding, broke arms.
She got one arm. She's trying to do all her PR work.
With, her baby's having a baby.
You know, chicken typing, you know, the little hen pecking. She got to do all that. Poor woman. You know, but we're here. We're going to play some music.
Yes.
We've got, what's his name? Taylor D'Ambrini. I think, okay. I hope I'm saying his name right. I don't want to be, you know, butchering his poor name, but Taylor D'Ambrini. Maybe that's where the diamonds part came from. D-M, D-I-A-M, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. I like that. So check out Taylor D'Ambrini. He is on SoundCloud. You can go check him out. But his band is Blood and Diamonds.
Mm.
They're going through a little bit of a change right now, personnel-wise or band member-wise, but they're getting their stuff together.
Okay.
They're working on it. And I believe they have a drummer. I don't know if his last name is Martin or his first name is Martin. I didn't see that. She didn't send me that part, I guess. But his name is he's the drummer for their band, but he's also drumming for Orgy right now. He's on tour. So the drummer of Blood and Diamonds is touring and playing drums right now for Orgy while they're touring.
Oh, all right.
Go check out, speaking of Orgy, Jay Gordon produced this album that Blood and Diamonds just is about to come out with, about to release. So shout out to Jay Gordon,
right,
of Orgy. He produces other people's music as well as his own. So he's a hardworking man. If you saw the my birthday episode, it was also his birthday, and he actually came in the studio. I was so excited. And he had a messed up foot, and he still came in. Man, that man rocks hard. And then the other band I'm going to try to at least play a couple of their songs today is a band from Germany called Lords of Salem. I got four songs by them, so we're going to play that. But let's see, two things first of all, Orgy music. Let's talk about Orgy music right now. Go find them. You can find the band Orgy under Orgy Music. It's all one word together, Orgy Music, all together. And they, like I said, Jay produced this album for Blood and Diamonds. So he also produced the album for Dead Girls Corporation. Which I think Dead Girls Core is playing March 1st with Scum Love at the Petey's Place.
Oh, okay.
On March 1st. So go check out that. Go check out all the Petey Place. All of the shows at Petey's Place. Tell Tony LaPree, Jenny and the Muse sent you.
Very nice venue.
Yeah, very gorgeous venue. Beautiful venue over here in Tarzana, California. Not too far from the radio station right now where we're sitting. In
2 miles west.
Sherman Oaks, California. Yeah, we're at LA Talk Radio, radio station.
In Sherman Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks. And
Petey's Place in Tarzana. A few miles west of us.
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah.
So go check that venue out. It's really nice. Shout out to Petey. Shout out to Tony LaPree. And all the staff and security guards and all the guys, everybody there at
Petey's Place. Right.
Be surprised, though. Petey is a chick.
Very nice lady.
Very nice woman.
Yes.
Little small, tiny blonde woman. Little tiny blonde white woman. I would not have thought she was Petey.
No.
But she's Petey. And that is her bar. And we got a caller calling in. Hello, you are on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who are we talking to?
Hi, how you doing? This is Taylor D'Ambrini, singer-songwriter of Blood and Diamonds.
Thank God I didn't butcher your name when I said it.
Damn.
Nice, I got it right. I got it right.
What's up, man? How you doing?
How are you today?
Good, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're wishing you were here in the studio with us, but I know you're a hard-working young man and you got things to do.
Yeah, I wish I was too. Maybe soon. I'm just over here, working on my stuff, writing new material, and
that's good.
Yeah, just looking forward to the future of you know, Blood and Diamonds, and you know, which is basically my career as a singer songwriter.
That's great.
All right.
Now, what type of music? If you want to tell our listeners what type of music Blood and Diamonds is.
I know this is kind of a broad spectrum, and not to sound too vague, but it's pretty much like you know, in the alternative hard rock area. So it's like hard rock, but there's many alternative aspects of it. You know, there's a lot of, you know, modern influences that could be related to, like, you know, Sleeping with Sirens or Bring Me to the Horizon, but or something in that realm of the post rock, you know, metal bands of the O's that have developed into recent years into kind of like a modern rock pop production. But there's also a lot of alternative aspects about it too. I'm very influenced by songwriters of many different decades, you know, like the Foo Fighters is a huge songwriting inspiration. Yeah, me too. All the
good
stuff
band.
He does, and all, yeah, and his drum work.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and I love a countless alternative artists as well. So it's kind of a blend. So it's heavy, but it's not too heavy, and it's, you know, alternative and has some soulful, lighter aspects, but it's not, you know, it's not light music. It's still, you know, rock music. So
that's great. I like that. You know, I was telling everybody how Jay Gordon from the alternative, well, it's hard to put them in a category also. Like, I say alternative rock band, but there's so many different styles of music going on in their music that I can't even pigeonhole them into anything. But I'm just going to say alternative. I don't know. But, and I know that Jay Gordon produced this album that you're about to release or have released.
Yeah, no, we haven't released it yet. Okay. Otherwise, I would be promoting the crap out of it right now
right.
the phone. But but unfortunately, it's not released yet. We had some member change ups and and some other things during the process, so it extended the release date. But yeah, he was the producer on this LP. This is kind of what Blood and Diamonds, the band. Not just me as a songwriter, which is how, you know, I've had my own ventures as a songwriter, but I met him trying to form a band, and it started off as a production project, you know, me with Jay and, you know, a guitar player here and there. And then we kind of built on top of that. And I've known Jay for, you know, a few years now, probably
nine years
or something.
Yes. So. Good people. They're very good people. I love all those guys. We're going to go see them this Friday.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I'm going to be there at the Regent saying what's up.
Ooh, we'll get to see you. We'll get to meet you in person then.
Yeah, looking forward to it, man.
We'll be there doing media coverage for the concert, so as always.
Cool.
We love those guys. We try to never miss a show. Now, what is the album?
Yeah.
What is this album called?
The album has no confirmed name yet for the album name. There's no
anything in the works.
Name, but
you're kind of thinking, running some stuff through your head. You know, that's good.
Yeah, I am. But I'm playing with some names for sure. But that's gonna be, you know, the special stuff. You know, behind the curtains for I'm waiting to release with the actual album.
Nice.
But there's a few good songs. They're all kind of like singles, basically. They all have their own voicings. Nothing sounds the same, which, you know, some artists might not like or whatever, but I think as an artist, it's great. Every song has its own voice, you know, and it's definitely going to be kind of the launch of my career. I mean, that's what we were hoping for, and I can say confidently and optimistically that it's going to be that, you know, kind of the launch, official launch of, you know, this me as a singer and a songwriter, but also as this band, Blood and Diamonds.
Now, I heard your drummer, what's his name again?
Martin.
Yeah. I heard he's on loan to Orgy right now as their drummer, their tour drummer or something. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he is just a rad dude. More importantly, you know, he's an incredible musician. He came from Hungary as a post-hardcore metal drummer.
He's great.
Yeah, and he's been all over the country, and you know, and then he came here. We met him through my old my current bass player Brandon Miller, who's a good friend of mine, and this guy just came in and just killed it. He immediately replaced the old drummer we had, and sounded, you know, amazing. He made the music, you know, a notch up. You know, he took the music a notch up, made it actually even better. And Jay's like, man, I need a drummer. By any chance, could I borrow a drummer? And I was like, yeah, man. I mean, how could I say no? I'm kind of mad, you know, that they've you're had borrowing their, my drum.
They've had their issues with their drummers. You know, I mean, like in the sense of like they can't seem to get one for like a long period of time. I mean, I know they had Bobby Amaro and they had Ryan Brown and now they got, you know, Martin, and I don't know who else they've had. But I mean, it's cool that your guy was able to jump in and help them, you know, for their tour.
Yeah, well, you know, you know, and he better give him back, man. Otherwise,
right. You'd be like, Jay, man, I've known you a long time, but I need my drummer back. Sorry.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I like Martin, so hopefully I do. But, he's free. We're cool with each other, so he's free to do what he wants. But, you know, like the drummer thing, man, I think that's a lot of bands. I think it was good for Martin because, my band's on downtime getting its ducks in a row, and we're getting ready to release this, you know, he can do a quick tour. I think it's for like a month and a half, so
yeah,
it's not too big of a deal.
Now do you guys have a tentative release date for the LP kind of ish? I mean, I know things have been pushed back because you're, you know, trying to work out the kinks with members, you know, band members and stuff, but
we're looking at to play it safe between June and July. You know, not to bounce too in, you know.
Yeah, that's why you just talk about it tentative. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but probably around that time.
That's
so
cool.
We're excited for that. I'm just writing new music right now, and basically, you know, getting things ready for shows and, you know, kind of a social media campaign and getting my name, you know, and getting my band out there, man.
That's good. That's good. And I already told Amanda, if you guys ever want to jump on any of our shows, we also host concerts in Southern California. So if you ever want to jump on any of our stuff, you know, we always have slots at different venues. So, you know, if you guys need any help, we're here to help, actually. Especially where, you know, Jay's one of our friends. We don't, you know, we want to help anybody, any of his projects, you know, especially we want to help out. And Amanda, Nicola, we love that chick. So, you know, anything to help those guys out.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything to help them out, you know, get you guys, you know, headed in the right direction.
How many songs are on your LP?
Five songs for right now, unless we add a few stragglers, but there's five songs that are getting ready to be mixed, so they'll be ready within a few weeks.
It says what, an EP? Is what, six or less is an EP, I think?
Oh, okay.
Something like
that. Yeah, it's pretty much like an EP. We call it like an LP or kind of like the record, just because it's been such a, it was just like, yeah, man, just call it a record, make it sound more official.
I know you're so young, just, your guys are really young and came out in the age of, you know, CD players, but
oh wow.
yeah
well, you know, true. What I mean, like, they're like, who talks about vinyl? I mean, now vinyl's made a big comeback and stuff, but
right,
you know what I mean? No, you can't, it's hard to say, oh, I have an album coming out. Well, you mean a CD?
Right, because
yeah,
people be like, huh, what is that, you know,
what's that,
young people?
yeah,
what's vinyl?
I have a download coming out, you know. I
yeah,
have
exactly. Yeah, I got a download coming out. I got a CD. I got a MP3 or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
I love that stuff.
Vinyl, is that you cover with your record, car with?
You know,
you're crazy. Anyway, Well, we got a few of your songs today, so we're going to play, you know, we're going to play some songs. Are these the ones from the EP? Man. Are these the ones from the LP or that I'm going to be playing? It's from your SoundCloud.
Oh, no. Those are just songs that I've done in the past.
Oh, okay.
I think it was just to have something. I can't, technically, unfortunately, we can't play any
yet.
Of the songs from
yeah,
the EP.
Okay.
So.
Damn it. I was hoping to give a worldwide taste, worldwide debut taste to people, a little bit, just a taste.
Yes.
But the great exactly. thing is we can at least talk to you about it, you know what I mean? At least talk to you about this, and we can hype it, and then when you guys go to release it, you can come on our show again and actually play the music.
Yes, I would love to.
So this will be like a hype session.
I would actually love to.
We'll do like a hype. Well, this is like a hype session, I guess. We're going to hype your album. And then when it comes out in June or July or whenever, August, whenever you guys can finally get it out, you know, let us know ahead of time when you once you got an actual date, like a release date, and I'll just have hit me up, let me know. We'll get you back on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For, you know, so that way you can release it properly on the air.
Yeah, man, that sounds good. I'm looking forward to that. I would love to do a little acoustic performance even of one of
beautiful.
The songs.
Totally. We're down for that.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of our bands and artists come in and do acoustic sets. So that's cool. We're always down for that.
Very cool. Looking forward to working with you. Maybe we can hop on a few slots too once the band is going and I get my drummer back.
Yes. Yes, right. Martin, you have to come back.
All right. We'll tell him.
So this is so the band is newer, I'm going to assume. We probably only had it maybe what? This is your first LP, so you've been around for maybe what, a year or something?
Yeah, it's probably even a little with the official members of Martin and Nick and Jerry and Brandon. We've been like probably like 6 months and then the band's been brewing for about like 8 months, you know, trying to calling people up, hey, you know, can you come try out for drums and this and that. But
right.
6 months we've had this last lineup. So
okay. All right. So then you're starting to go through a little bit of changes and then trying to work the kinks out, which is always, you know, it's the typical par for the course for new bands is usually within your first year or two, you're working the kinks out and you go through a change of different members. And that's normal.
Yeah.
That's normal, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. There's the good thing. The good news is that once this gets started and, you know, once we actually hit the tracks, there's no stopping it because the music is great and the production's good. And it's definitely just on it. Once it starts officially, there'll definitely be no stopping it. But I think one of the songs you have is called Ruthless, and that would be one of the best examples of kind of the direction that our music is going. Though the stuff that is on the EP that's being released in June or July is a better representation of it.
Right.
You know, that's still just at least an example. So.
Yeah, she sent me something. It had that on there where there was like a picture and it said Ruthless on it. I thought it looked good. And I looked at your Facebook page too. And I saw that you had the, you know, your picture up and it had said Ruthless across it. I like how, you know, it was nice. It was a good picture.
Cool. Yeah. But, yeah. We haven't played with our social media in a while, but we will. We're actually just getting started now, after taking a break to, you know, work on some music, aside from the EP, but,
right.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it though.
Well, if you want, do you want us to play some of your music from before, or would you rather us wait until June and do the Blood and Diamonds? I mean, it's up to you.
Oh, well, I mean, that's a good, oh man, this is the time.
I have other music to play, but I'm just saying if you want us to, we can play, you know, a couple of the songs.
Yeah, sure. Well, we have, you know, up on our Instagram, Blood and Diamonds Instagram, we have Ruthless. So yeah, if you want, you can play Ruthless. But yeah, just letting people know that, you know, EP is coming out in the beginning of this summer. You know, we're looking forward to playing shows with the new music. And that's just a little taste and a little sample.
That's good. Yeah, we just wanted to get the word out, help, you know, tell people about you guys, you know, get the word out, get hyped a little bit before you guys go to come out. And then plus it was a nice tie-in because Jay Gordon, you know, produced, you know, the album or whatever. So, and they're playing this Friday and then, you know, they're using your drummer. So, hey, you know, it's kind of it's a tie-in. It's all connected. Amanda Nicola was their PR person.
That's funny that you guys know Jay and you're going to the show. I was just talking to Jay. Hey, you coming to the show? And it's all like just these little like, you know, connections are funny, man. But I'm looking forward to meeting you guys. And I really appreciate the little kind of pre-promotion here.
Yeah, well, we do what we can for the bands in SoCal. You know, we try to help bands get more exposure, either by playing on one of our concerts, being on our radio show, or, you know, something. We're trying to always get, you know, help bands, up-and-coming bands especially, get, you know, that boost that they need.
So. Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks, man. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing, again, more stuff when our wheels kind of hit the turf officially, you know. I'm looking forward to it, definitely.
All right.
You guys seem like you're really cool, so.
Well, we try.
For
old people, we try. Anyway. Hey, I've earned the right to call myself an old person. Anyway. Yeah.
That's all good. you know, what is old to someone is young, you know, to someone else. So
I just like to fuck with people. I like to fuck with the guests. It's fun. Anyway,
just to get a reaction out of them.
What's going on? All right. Well, thank you so much, Taylor. This has been Taylor D'Ambrini from Blood and Diamonds. And thank you so much for calling in today. We're going to, you know, play at least maybe Ruthless if I have it up here. We'll play something, you know, and
sure.
We're looking forward to meeting you on Friday at the show. And we will talk to you very soon. And then let us know as soon as the album goes to come out. And then we can, you know, bring you back and play it for real.
All right. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. And it's nice meeting you over the phone. And I'm looking forward to meeting you on Friday and working with you further, guys.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor. And we look forward to seeing you Friday.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah. All right. That was Taylor D'Ambrini from Blood and Diamonds. Good kid.
Mm-hmm.
Good kid. We love it. Thank you to Amanda Nicola and Stephanie Marie from Some Girls PR. For sending over Blood and Diamonds for us today. And let me see if that song is up there. No, I'm seeing this is all his own personal stuff. I'm not seeing Ruthless on here.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Well, oh, there it is. Never mind. I found it. All right. So I guess this is we're going to play Ruthless. So okay. It gives you a little taste of Blood and Diamonds, and so that you this is their song, this single, I guess it has been released as of so far from that album. It's called Ruthless. Check it out. Like I said, Taylor D'Ambrini, this is Blood and Diamonds with the song Ruthless. Enjoy Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Cry in vain, so I'll burn my hands to catch your tears. When I see you smile in the rain, it makes the pain disappear. I'm running through the streets, painting a picture. So come with me and dry your eyes. I promise that we'll fix her. You said you wouldn't let go, but it feels right. Fire in your heart that burns tonight. And don't feed the lions when they're ready. Full of rage, I'm running on the streets. we will hide. On this captured vessel, we will rest. Dancing on rooftops like wild bouquets. We prayed for the water, now we're dancing in the rain. The phone lines will hang our shoes. Everyone will know and sing our tune. It's part of who we are, you can see it in the stars. I know that you can feel it in your heart. And don't be the lions when they're out of the cage. And these hurt to burn our fever hearts full of rage. We're running on the streets. We're running on the streets. We're running on the streets like bulls on parade. Every time I let it go, it seems to slip away. And I just needed you to know that I'm not that far away. Like a butterfly, I'm a beautiful change. And there's no answers to the questions why. Feed the lions when they're out of their cage. They start to burn the fever hearts full of rage. We're running on the streets. We're running on the streets. We're running on the streets like bulls on parade.
Hell yeah. That was Ruthless by Blood and Diamonds.
Nice.
Taylor D'Ambrini. Hell yeah. I'm glad I didn't butcher his name, though. Makes me feel better.
We all glad you didn't butcher his name.
Yeah. That's cool.
Very good. Muy bien.
Yeah. Very good. Anyway.
Right on.
Thank you to Taylor for calling in today. And thank you to Amanda Nicola and Stephanie Marie from Some Girls PR for sending them over. And be on the lookout on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block for more bands and artists that will be coming from Some Girls PR. We'll be featuring more of them, you know, here in the next few months. And we'll be bringing Blood and Diamonds back on the show this summer. once they're ready to release their album and EP, whatever the hell you want to call it. We okay?
No, I am, I guess.
We're better?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. But go see two things. Let's see, Orgy tonight. Not literally. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm being funny. Get it? Anyway, I said orgy tonight. No, I'm sorry. It's being funny. Anyway, okay. You're not fun. You're not fun. I'm talking about the band. Anyway. They will be playing tomorrow night, February 21st. Orgy will be playing at Club Red. In Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, jeez.
So, Club Red, Mesa, Arizona.
Shout out to Arizona.
Yeah, shout out to Arizona. They're going to play Lords of Acid. It's the, what's the, Pretty in Punk, Pretty in Kink, Pretty in Kink?
I think so.
Pretty in Kink tour. Yes. Maybe at Club Red, Mesa. In Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona.
1306 West University Drive, Mesa, Arizona, 85201. So if you are in the Club Red Mesa area of Arizona, go check that out.
Yes.
Go see Orgy play with Lords of Acid.
It was a very good show. You will not be disappointed.
Yes, Pretty in Kink tour.
Yeah.
Lords Acid with Orgy. Jenna Torturers, which I heard they're really good too. And Gabriel and the Apocalypse.
Hmm.
So I'm sure there's other bands on there. It's usually like there's like usually four, like with them, it's usually like four bands that tour.
Okay.
And then they bring on
local bands,
like local bands in each market for like the first three or four slots.
That's kind of like what I was...
like, yeah, like 1720 Club had it so that they started the show at like 6 p.m. or something like that, mm-hmm. 5 or 6 p.m. And they had like the smaller local bands on until like 8 or 9.
All right.
And then from 9 on, it was all the actual tour.
Tour bands?
Yeah, the bands were actually on tour with them.
Right.
So.
All right.
That's typically how they have it set up.
That's kind of, you know, that's what I was kind of
so I'm not sure who the local bands will be for the Arizona market, but, you know, good luck to all of you.
Right. I'm quite sure you're good if you're on with an orgy. I'm sure you're good bands.
You got to be.
Yeah.
They don't deal with just crap. And then Friday, Orgy will be playing at the Regent Theater in downtown Los Angeles. So go check them out for the Pretty in Kink tour. Orgy is at the Regent Theater this Friday, February 22nd. It's only 2 days from now. Go get your tickets if you haven't gotten them yet. If you're a big Orgy fan, go get in there now. Get the tickets before they're sold the fuck out.
Yeah. On Main, South Main Street.
Yeah, South Main. Because the Regent Theater is not that big. It's not really that big. So maybe like, what, 400 people maybe? Can fit up in that bitch.
I think more than that.
Maybe. It was a decent sized venue, but I mean, comparatively to like the Rose or Candy Club or any of them, like, you know, it's a kind of ish a smaller venue.
That's a nice size venue. It's still to me.
Might be bigger than the Whiskey. I don't know.
To me, it is.
Kind of. But the Whiskey's got that second level, so I don't know.
But that's not that big. That's just like a walkway. Like, it's not that big. Like, right. That. I think that venue can fit more people than the Whiskey.
Right. Yeah. It's decent. It's just a floor kind of slants. It's interesting. It's a cool little venue. Mm-hmm. We saw Insane Clown Posse there last March.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. But go check out this Friday, the 22nd. Go check out Orgy playing at the Regent Theater at 448 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California 90013. So it's near Main 5th and Main.
Right.
Closest points would be, it's between 4th and 5th Street on Main. So go down, check it out. If you're going to be in the DTLA area, go check them out. It's Pretty in Kink Tour, Lords of Acid with Orgy, Jenna Torturers, and Gabriel in the Apocalypse. And then whoever the local bands will be, that'll be on there. I'm not sure who they're going to have. But
it might be somebody we know and we don't know. They're going to be there.
Maybe. Who knows? But anyway, that's enough of that. Shout out to Blood and Diamond. Shout out to Some Girls PR, Amanda Nicola. Hope the baby, the grandbaby comes good and well.
Right. Healthy.
And shout out to Orgy, Jay Gordon, Nick Speck. Shout out to Carlton Bost, I guess Martin, who's drumming for them. I'm not sure if Ilya Yordanov is still playing with them, but him too. And then, let's see. Well, of course, Lou Gordon. Shout out to Lou, of whom all these things would not be really possible.
Lou's the man.
Lou is the man. He brought us everybody together. He brought us together with Some Girls PR. And then, you know, it's all a big circle. Anyway, we got another band that I'm going to feature today real quick. We'll play a couple songs by them. Let's see. We've got this band called Lords of Salem. I will try to play more of their songs in upcoming weeks if we can fit them in, depending on who we have on the show. But I will play a couple of their songs. Right now, I believe their song Hell Over Salem is their trending song right now.
Hmm.
That's their big one. They're from Germany. Just to give you a little bit of a background real quick.
The Autobahn.
Yes, they are from Germany. This is a band that hit me up called Lords of Salem. And they are, like I said, out of Germany. I'm trying to get more information on them here. Yeah, from Okay, yeah. And I've been talking to somebody, Marple Martin. I've been talking to this guy. He's I don't know if they're lead singer, I'm not sure. I can't understand German. I wish I read German. They're from Stuttgart, Germany. I guess one of their members is from Mexico. I'm not sure. I see hometown Germany and then Mexico, so I'm not really sure what's going on with that. But their genre is rock, metal, gothic, doom, dead pop, sex action. That's funny as fuck. Never mind. Anyway, it's just funny. Postel is on vocals. Arian. Oh, that's just a wrong name.
Bring it right.
Your name is Arian. A-R-I-A-N. Oh. Arian. And you're from Germany. That's just wrong.
Yeah, all that is just damn it.
Wrong on so many levels. But anyway, Arian plays guitar. Marple. Okay, Marple, the guy I've been talking to, he plays bass.
Okay.
And then Alex plays drums. Anyway, we're going to play, try to fit in two of their songs before we go out with a bang here. We're going to play, I believe their first song is out right now, and it's, I believe it's the Hell Over Salem, I believe is their first song out right now. They have a album, they have a, what do you call it? God damn it. Hell Over Salem. Yeah, that's their new video. Okay, so let's play that one first. All right, so we're going to play you a little Hell Over Salem by Lords of Salem from Germany. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Boom. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah. It's a little bit of Rock and Roll Machine by Lords of Salem. Hope you enjoyed Hell Over Salem. Check out the next song. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Yeah. God. All right. Well, sorry we only had time to play two songs, but holy fuck. We had a really great show. It goes by so fucking fast every goddamn week. But it's been a good show, as always. Let's see. Who'd we have? Okay. So, rundown real quick. We got a couple shows coming up this week. Don't forget, like I said, go see Orgy Friday night play at the Regent. Downtown LA. Then we have this Sunday. Let's see. Sunday. Fucking A. We're already in the goddamn end of fucking February. Sunday, February 24th. Sunday. February 24th, you know what I'm saying? At the Sportsplex Elite. No, I'm just kidding. You ever see those? The fucking
right.
Monster trucks and shit? Sunday at the Sportsplex in downtown. No, I'm just kidding. It's not what's happening. But still, this Sunday, February 24th, at the Five Star Bar is one of our concerts. Come on out for another Get Real Global Entertainment Presents concert event. We've got Claymation on at 8 o'clock. On the Run at 8:45, mm-hmm. Trimortis at 9:30, okay. Legions at 10:15, okay. And we have Amargo playing at 11:15. Mm. Our buddies from Amargo. So shout out to all the bands that are playing this Sunday. Then join us again Sunday, March 3rd at the Five Star, where we got On the Run at 8, Ring of Leaders at 8:45. That's a big one. Come see Ring of Leaders. Exile will be on at 9:30.
Serafino.
Yes. Exile will be on at 9:30. Legions again at 10:15. And then we got Union Front at 11:15. So we got some different bands going on in the next few weeks. But go check out this Friday also. I wish we could make it to this. But right now, let's see, a couple things. This Friday, February 22nd at Characters in Pomona is a tribute night. To a few different bands. This is my brother, Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. Shout out to Nathan.
Nathan!
What up, buddy? My broski from another hoski. Just kidding. Just kidding. His mother's not a hoe. Notice how I left that hoe. Never mind. I left that like implying that my mother was the hoe. Get
right.
It? Get it? Anyway, I'm just being an ass. Sorry. Rest in peace, Mom. Sorry. I'm gonna be a dick. I'm sorry. It's been 32 years. It's okay now. They always say give it a couple of decades before you can make any jokes about anything. Go check out. You can use it's tribute night. Tickets now available. Use promo code Youngblood, 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 at checkout for a special discount at AcropolisTickets.com. AcropolisTickets.com. Go check it out. It's going to be a mega dose of metal with live tributes to Pantera.
Ooh.
Metallica, whoa. Ronnie James Dio, and more. Mm. So it's going to be some really great bands, playing. It's the Trend Kill Revolution is the number one Pantera tribute band in California. So Trend Kill Revolution. Motor Breath is the Metallica tribute. Vixen Vendetta is an all-female hard rock and metal band. And there's a Dio Resurrection, Dio tribute. So it's going to be some great music, this Friday, February 22nd, at Characters at 276 East 1st Street, Pomona, California. Go check out that show. And then go check out my brother's band, Fate Destroyed, with our wonderful, beautiful Francesca Destruct. They will be playing at Bar Sinister on March 9th. So go check it out. March 9th, Bar Sinister presents live. It's Midnight Nightmare. Woo. So Fate Destroyed. Go check them out. It is March 9th. Midnight Nightmare and Fate Destroyed will be playing. So going to be a great show. Bar Sinister. And that is 1652 North Cherokee Ave, Los Angeles, California. We'll be there for that one.
Hollywood.
We'll be there for that one, bro. That's a Saturday. We don't got any shows on Saturday, March 9th. We're good to go. Put me on the guest list, bitch. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I love you. Anyway, shout out again to Amanda Nicola, her grandson. His first shout out of the radio.
We don't
now
know
we just
name.
Gave you a second one.
But
okay, there
this
we go.
Shout out to the little grandbaby. Baby.
Little grandbaby.
What's up?
Theodore. Here we go.
Theodore
James Valencia.
Theodore James Valencia. Shout out to Theodore James Valencia.
And thank you for coming into this world.
And listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
I know you're
LA
little,
Talk Radio.
I know you're a little
one.
Young right now, but maybe your grandmother, she's too fucking young to be a goddamn grandmother. Amanda Nicola looks like she's 30. You do not look like you just turned 41, girl. You look good. I would have thought I was like, this woman don't have a child old enough to even have a damn baby. How the fuck? Anyway. So, she's gorgeous. You got to check her out. But anyway, if you're a band and you need PR, go hit up Some Girls PR.
Right.
Don't be afraid to check them out. And shout out to Orgy and everybody else and all the bands and all the stuff that's coming up for everybody. I wish I could give more shout outs and more time, but we got to go.
Yeah, got to go.
We got to go. So bye for the week. We love you. We'll see you next week. And next week will be Fallen Fury.
All right.
One of our bands that we manage. So we'll see you next week with Fallen Fury. Fuck yeah. James Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
See you later.
Thank you to
gotta go.
The bands.
Time to go.
Bye.
Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.